The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
If you want to pump your body and expand your mind, there's only one place to go. Mind Pump. Mind Pump. With your hosts, Sal DiStefano, Adam Schaefer, and Justin Andrews.
All right, welcome back to Mind Pump, our awesome show that talks about fitness, nutrition, random shit. We talk a lot of shit. Speaking of which... we aired an episode.
This is the backlash episode.
This is the backlash episode. So yeah.
That's what happens when you have a big fucking mouth.
We got big mouths.
This is when your nickname is Motor Mouth. And what was your
I don't know, man.
A lot of passion there, and then now we're gonna have to explain it. I think
honestly, we did this thing, but I don't remember being. We weren't dicks about it. We just stayed as
well. No, because we were ourselves. That's just how we are.
No, we're just having a conversation.
I feel like the way I expressed it, like, hey, you know, this is, I'm into the business of aesthetics.
Well, here, let's go into it. So it was episode 6. We talked about CrossFit. We talked a little bit about the good. We talked a lot about the bad, some of our opinions. Doug, we have our producer here. Doug, you make sure you jump in if we say anything crazy. That'll get us in trouble again, please.
Can we, do we have to pay something extra for one of those things that bleeps out stuff? How does that work? Do you edit that? Or is that something that we have to buy?
Well, we aren't like live. So we don't. Oh, you mean
as long as you can blur my face out? When we go to video.
So it's in there. Like, you know, we do make some stupid mistakes every once in a while and say names of companies and businesses that we probably should.
Right. Yeah,
probably.
I can start adding that in.
Okay. But it's not something that we need to like.
No, not right now. Okay. We do it after the fact. Okay. All right. So we did our show on CrossFit, and we're a new show. All right. We've only been on the air for a little over a week. We've had a tremendous. Support from listeners. I mean, we've been smashing downloads. The show's been doing great, but I did not expect this. As a matter of fact, this was exciting for us. This is how fucked up we are. So we dropped the CrossFit episode, right? We drop it. It was Monday morning, Tuesday morning?
Monday.
Was it Monday?
Well, it hits in the nighttime, so Sunday night at 5 p.m.
So Monday morning, I get a text from Justin. Justin's like, dude, go on the Mind Pump Instagram page. CrossFit just responded. The official CrossFit Instagram page.
Can I tell you something before you? Because when he said that, he sent that group text to both of us. Yeah. And I was just like, oh, fucking Justin doesn't. He didn't really look. It's probably just somebody who's talking about CrossFit. I know, dude. Shame on me, bro. So I actually got that same reaction.
Of course you did.
Yeah, I was like, holy fuck, dude. This is really. These guys actually took the time to listen because he quoted you, bro.
He did.
He quoted me, too.
He quoted us.
I was like, fuck yeah.
So the official.
He didn't quote me, though. I'm a little butthurt about that. I am a little butthurt.
You didn't give him enough.
I feel like that means I was a little too nice about it.
Well, welcome to CrossFit Part 2. So CrossFit responds, gets a little irritated, and we go back and forth. And before we continue, we're going to clear up a couple of misconceptions. One was. Justin had said something about CrossFit. You want to go ahead and
let me clarify that? Yeah. So I kind of went back and claimed something about the history of it, which wasn't actually the case. So I was explaining kind of about their affiliation with the Navy SEALs. And so really it was just that they've adopted the program. The actual creator of the program, Greg Glassman, I believe, was a ex-gymnast. And so that's how it all started, like 2000. So there you go. There's the origin. End of story. Wow, that was unnecessary. But there you go.
You should talk about that guy. Have you ever seen? Just curious for all you listeners.
You can just Google him, hit images, so you can see what he looks like.
Yeah, but I mean, I was really surprised. I was thought, you know, I think CrossFit.
Ex-gymnast.
Yeah, all that stuff like that. I'm expecting to see this. And I'm thinking, okay, he just created it. So he's coming from gymnast. He's an ex-gymnast. So I've Googled and read up on him before. I've actually seen a picture of him and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I'm reading up on him. I'm like, okay, this guy's got to be a pretty badass, right? He's fucking gymnast. And then he... you know, fucking probably is created this crazy ass routine and his CrossFit. He doesn't look like he's done CrossFit.
No, yeah. But you know, you never know. I've seen some dudes that look like him that are freaking freaks in the gym, though. You never know. He just doesn't look like one.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Google, you can Google it for yourself and you can see. But
now that being said, you know, I'm an entrepreneur. I'm a businessman. I enjoy sales and marketing. He's a fucking brilliant marketer.
Oh, beyond.
Bro. I mean, that's what they've done extremely well. We talked about
even to be smart enough to know, even to have the vision of actually starting it as an affiliate. To get going. Yeah. Instead of going after trying to become an LLC or a franchise or anything like that. I mean, there's a lot of real smart business strategy to that.
To
protect yourself, to just like we've talked about before with studies, things like that. If you were a company, if you were a, you know, 24-hour fitness, a Bally's, if you were a huge company like that, you know, and you're pumping members in and out and stuff like that, you're responsible. You're responsible to what could possibly happen to them in your facility or because of your facility. Right. And so they're very, very careful, very, very PC when it comes to.
But see, they're an affiliate. They're kind of a loose affiliate program, which basically means if you want to be able to run CrossFit out of your gym or have the sign on your gym that says CrossFit, you got to go get CrossFit certified, which it's a weekend. You get CrossFit certified, and then you get to put a sign up on your gym that says CrossFit. And then that's pretty much it. In all honesty, there's almost zero oversight. Like, they're not going to come in and check on you and see what you're doing. You could probably teach whatever you wanted to and just say, we have CrossFit. I mean, there's not much oversight whatsoever. And I know this because when I was going back and forth with the official CrossFit Instagram page, I'm so proud of that. You
know? Official.
I love it when it's not.
You know it's going to be awesome, but it's totally not. It's some 13-year-old kid in his basement who
better not be.
I know.
Who has like 650,000 followers, and he's just this little smart look.
so he gets on there, and I talked about how CrossFit was dangerous and how many injuries would happen, and I quoted a study. Actually on our Instagram page, and there's a little debate between, well, first and foremost, what was the organization? Was it the
NCA
or NCSA? So it's a large fitness organization. They did a study on CrossFit, and they had 54 participants, 11 which dropped out, 9 of which said they dropped out because of injury or overuse, which basically is injury. CrossFit sued them and said, you did the study wrong. And they had this big debate, this big battle. So that right there, you know, I guess it's debatable whether or not that study was legit or not. Then there was another study that I had quoted. Again, CrossFit comes back and says, oh, no, you're misquoting the study. In the study I was quoting, it came out to like a 70% injury rate. He came back and said, no. And then they said some ridiculous shit. I'm gonna kind of tell you what he said. He basically said that CrossFit, and he tried to quote the study, that CrossFit is a little bit or slightly more dangerous than gardening. I'm not making this shit up.
Dude, let's make a shirt. I love that idea.
Yeah, I'm not making the shit up. You can go on. You can read the comments yourself.
That's my favorite quote.
Oh, bro.
CrossFit is a little bit more dangerous than gardening. I guess that's true if you garden with a fucking lightsaber. Like, if you're outside with if you're mowing your tree.
Dude, I garden with a machete.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a little bit out there.
Like, what are you gardening?
Nude in a thunderstorm too, right? let's make shirts, bro. That would be such a cool shirt.
Well, then the second thing that they said that I thought,
CrossFit is as safe as gardening.
No.
Almost.
Almost the same. Yes. You gotta be accurate. We gotta be perfect. So then we talked about certifications, and because we had ridiculed that the weekend certification wasn't enough or wasn't an adequate certification. So I want to clarify. I want to get into a little more depth with that, okay?
Yeah.
Do I think you can learn quite a bit in a weekend? Yes, if you're very passionate and motivated and you apply yourself. Do I think you can learn how to teach Olympic lifts in a weekend?
Hell no.
Sorry. For any of our listeners who are Olympic coaches or very well versed in Olympic lifting, you can go ahead and comment on our page and let us know what you think. I'm a trainer. I've been in the fitness industry for a long time.
The same thing goes for, you can say that about gymnastics also. If you ask a real gymnast the same exact question, they're going to say this. They're going to say the exact same. It's disrespectful to them. In fact, what article was it that we were reading that when the same guy that came after Glassman and made the comment about him and what was his response with when he was talking about the gymnasts and rings and everything like that, and he was comparing to him?
You know
what I'm talking about?
Yeah, some of the stuff he was saying is how some of these movements, for example, the kipping pull-up, or what we like to call a shitty form pull-up, is very specific to gymnastics. And so, and gymnasts learn it, and because they have to learn it in order to do their maneuvers.
It's like a transitional exercise for them to do other movements.
Exactly what it is. Right. So, by the way, if you look at the injury rates of gymnastics, it's much fucking higher than you just working out regularly at the gym also. Why? Because it's a sport.
Oh, it's super stressful on the joints.
It's a stressful sport.
And they admit it, too. Like, right. Gymnasts are incomplete, you know.
And I think even though I feel butthurt because I didn't get quoted, you know,
yeah.
I feel like I stayed on that side of this. So it was like, there's no debate with that, dude. There's absolutely no debate with that. You can't tell me, you know, that it's not a sport.
Right.
And that's the main argument I feel like I always make with it is that, I love it. I fucking love to watch it. I got buddies that are doing it that are freaking ranked in the world. Oh, that's the coolest thing ever.
I want people to understand. We have the utmost respect for the competition, for the athletes, for the sport of CrossFit. The problem we have is the
doctrine.
Thank you. The marketing of CrossFit as a way to get in shape.
Yeah.
It would be like me saying, hey, you want to get in shape? Go play football. Or, hey,
exactly.
Hey, average American who doesn't work out, you want to go get in shape? You should go play competitive soccer. Mm-hmm. Not the best way. Is it? Can you get in shape doing those
Absolutely.
Things?
Absolutely.
You can. Is it smart to do that, to take some guy who hasn't worked out for 15 years to go run on a field and go play soccer or something? No.
Well, even as a football player, like, so if I was to think that if I'm going to keep at this pace and I'm going to do, you know, I'm going to practice 5-6 days a week and then I'm going to play a game, like, just the amount of damage I took to my body every time I played a game, and you're trying to compete, like, mm-hmm. all the time,
and that's
at a really high level,
that's compounding too. Yeah. It's like it just gets worse
and worse.
It's
just damaging, and it's common sense. Like, it, as far as like studies are concerned, of course there's going to be data that's lost from both ends. So if we can't prove things on one end, you know, they can't prove things on another.
Well, what they tend to say is, so this is what CrossFit usually typically does. If someone comes out, let's say an organization comes out and says, hey, CrossFit is a more dangerous form of exercise. This is what CrossFit says. Show me the data. Here's the fucking problem with that. There's no data because CrossFit doesn't keep track of it.
It's an affiliate.
It's an affiliate. There's no track. Like we know how many.
That's what protects.
So that's the difference between, yeah, franchise and affiliate is basically it's a loose affiliation. You basically take on the branding. And you take on, like, the doctrine, but you actually don't have any restrictions.
Right. Your business, your sole business is at responsibility, not the whole.
You're responsible for your members.
And exactly, because there's no VP who comes in and oversees and checks to make sure that they're following the program, like they're supposed to be following the program and hold them accountable. So that's always the debate that they say in response also is that, well, you know, we can't. Yes, there's good trainers, there's bad trainers. Yeah. That's the whole thing. It's like, oh, there's good trainers, there's bad trainers. It's like, no, it's not like that.
Yeah.
You know? If you want to get my respect, you would turn yourself into a franchise. And you would do that instead of becoming like this loose affiliation. Really, like, get those statistics, get that data, and present it to the public. If you're that confident
that it's
that's
it's,
my challenge
that's safe,
to you.
It's gardening, right?
And I challenge. I'm, yeah,
I would put that study up, actually.
Right.
I mean, you just can't.
Well, I think it, you know. Besides all that, if CrossFit just came out and said, "We are a sport." Come and compete and
so
train
much easier
in our sport.
To go there. Yeah, I believe in you at that point.
Well, let's talk about
it.
It
is a sport.
Let's talk about this because they do get a lot of hate from the fitness industry right now. There's a lot of backlash.
And
why is that?
But here's the thing, though. I feel like, and that's, I know we're passionate about this, but we don't hate about it. Like, we all can say that, right? We can all admit that we all love, I love to watch it. I think it's fucking cool as shit. I mean, there's,
and we have good friends that do it, own gyms, and we're not trying to disrespect.
Let's keep it
what
real.
They're doing.
There's a point, I don't know about you two. I've never talked to either one of you. At one point, I contemplated jumping in it because I saw where it was going. It's the fastest growing fucking sport. Ever.
Mm-hmm. I did it with one of my buddies for a while.
MMA was before that. MMA was blowing all those stats out of the water and stuff like that. Now here comes CrossFit and it's blowing all those stats out of the water now. They're that badass. And and as a business guy, and I'm thinking like I could easily get with my reputation in my small little town and all the people I've trained, I could get one of these boxes and at least guarantee 20, 30 members, no problem. I know I could do that. I could do more than that because I know how many people I've impacted just in my area. So I fucking thought about it, but then I just couldn't. I couldn't swallow.
Well, so let me ask you guys.
I couldn't drink the juice like they said.
Well, let me ask you guys, why the hate? So there's a lot of hate. There's a huge backlash in the fitness industry about it.
Mm-hmm.
Why? What is it about CrossFit that gets under people's skin?
I would say that just the way that you, I don't know, you, I mean, it's sort of an obvious thing, but it's really hard.
It's the cult-like thing.
Thank you.
It's
hard
to pinpoint. It's the cult-like thing. It's the rituals, the routines, the...
Well, you know, I'll tell you what it is.
It's
for
not
me.
Being able to take
Come
criticism.
Come on, dude. I lean on your problem. Nerd ass to know. Well, I expect you. You know what? I'm ashamed of you right now.
Why?
You should know this nerdy ass, like a statistic to that. Like, yes. There's got to be. There's got to be a relation to that.
Between what?
Between the two of them.
Well, I think some of the hate, honestly, comes from how they come out and make wild claims. Now, I don't know if CrossFit officially makes these claims, but you hear some of the people that do CrossFit make these claims. That number one, it's we make the fittest athletes in the world. Number two, I've heard this before, and this made me, I almost fall out of my chair every time I hear this. CrossFit will build more muscle than bodybuilding. You want to be the best athlete of all time, or you want to be the best athlete you can be, you do CrossFit. These type of claims are going to get under any fitness professional's skin. I don't care what you're talking about. I don't care if you say that, you know, powerlifting makes the best athletes. I'm going to say, no, that's not true. Or, you know, bodybuilding or any other, you know, training for individual sports is very different for each individual sport. And really, let's take it back for a second. What is CrossFit?
Yeah.
What is it?
It's the jack of all trades, right? So you're trying to complete every facet of fitness that you can think of all together.
Right.
That's really like their...
But what is their philosophy that's new? Like, do they have a new philosophy? It feels...
No. It's just a collaboration of everything that has already existed.
Right. They took a lot of things. They put them together in a class setting. So, you know, the founder discovered, hey, I can make more money if I train five people at the same time versus just one. And some trainers do this that aren't CrossFit. They'll just put together classes like boot camp classes or weight training classes or whatever.
I'll tell you.
And then they boosted the intensity. He included exercises that he found to be extremely effective.
Yeah.
However, like we've argued in the past, there's some of these exercises should not be included in these type of fatigue based program. They just shouldn't.
Well, honestly, the biggest distinction I've seen that's different than anything else that's ever existed is that they combine Olympic lifts or, you know, major compound lifts with sprinting and with running and with endurance together. And so people realize, oh my God, that was so hard. Yeah. Like
Max
I almost passed out.
Too.
Yeah. It literally took like all the oxygen out of your head to where you almost pass out.
Well,
like,
you know,
that's what you're going to experience. And so some people associate that with like, well, if it's the hardest thing I've ever done, then this must be, you know, the best approach. This must be the way I need to go, And so I feel like people have this association with hard being the best way to go.
Well, speaking from personal experience, okay, I'm going to say this so that we don't get the behemoth after us. From personal experience, this is my personal experience. I have seen more than I can count injuries coming from people who have trained at CrossFit facilities. These are average, everyday people who went in there to get in better shape. Then they come to me with these injuries that should have never fucking happened. I also train doctors and I train chiropractors, and both of which have told me that their own jobs have been impacted since CrossFit got so popular. One of the chiropractors I work with in particular, on a regular basis, sees people coming to him with injuries from CrossFit. Now, this is our own personal experience, okay, CrossFit, headquarters. However, I'm not the only one saying this. No. There's trainers. You talk to trainers all over the place, and they'll be telling you that this stuff happens. And I think it's because they're so intense heavy and because, again, they're doing these very complex exercises. And some of these trainers they learned how to Olympic lift with the weekend CrossFit certification. Yeah.
Well, I've never heard of rhabdomyolysis before.
Oh, let's talk about
rhabdo. I've never even heard of that before until CrossFit came around. Do you want to go ahead and describe that for everybody that doesn't know what rhabdo is?
So rhabdo is when you damage your muscles to the point where they start to over... The damage, the byproduct or the waste products from the damage start to override your kidneys. They start to damage your organs. So you have to... You go to the hospital. They test things like your creatine kinase levels, your CK levels, and they'll put you on dialysis to try and clean out your kidneys. If it gets bad enough, you can die. You can get organ failure. Well, there was one famous case online of a gentleman who sued CrossFit because he experienced a horrible case of rhabdo. Now, CrossFit lost that case. Is CrossFit responsible for more cases of rhabdo than other forms of exercise? Again, we don't know because the fucking data doesn't exist. However, why don't you pull up, get your computer or your iPhone, whatever you're on right now, and just Google Uncle Rhabdo. Type in the term mm-hmm. Uncle Rhabdo. Mm-hmm. That used to be a CrossFit mascot or logo, and it's a clown hooked up to a dialysis machine with his organs falling out of his body,
puking out his guts and internal organs.
Almost like it was a badge of honor. Like, we're proud of the fact that, you know, Uncle Rhabdo represents, you know, what the fuck. I don't know about that.
My question is that officially from CrossFit, or is that done by somebody else?
You know what? Why don't you, Doug? Why don't you
check? Great question.
Yeah, why don't we look that up, Doug, real quick, and see what that, if you have, if you can do that while we're talking here.
I know it's definitely associated with it, but it could have been somebody else.
Well, let's just go back to, we never got to talk really more too, because, you know, I didn't get quoted, right? So the aesthetic side, bro, where's that? I mean, where's the aesthetic side? Most people, let's be honest, join the average person. I'm not saying we're not talking about the competitors. If you're there is a percentage of those guys that sign up that actually has that they believe they want to be
competing CrossFit.
Yeah, compete in CrossFit. They have a shot. They love that much, right? So then there's the other 80% or whatever. You know what? These are numbers that I can't prove, but there's another majority, right? A much larger majority.
We can say that safely. The majority of people don't compete in CrossFit.
Yeah, they want to be either healthier and better shape, and they've heard somebody who's done it and moved their body weight, so their composition so fast in such a short amount of period of time. And my thing is this, like, you want to do as little as you possibly have to get the maximum results you have, because all you're doing is you're setting yourself up for something you just can't possibly maintain for a very long period of time. Even what I do, the whole bodybuilding thing, men's physique thing, the one thing I do hate about it, I am most certainly not the healthiest I've ever been. 100%, I know that. I may aesthetically look like it, but the way I beat my body up all the time to try and get it to shape and look a certain way by showtime, stuff like that, the over amount of work that I put on it and neglect to stretching and doing things I should do for it, I'm definitely not. I have aches, pains all the time. And it's, you know, and I think bodybuilding is a million times safer of a sport than something like CrossFit. Well, but even I'll admit that, hey, you know, it's not long term. I can't do this long term if I want to be balanced and healthy.
You know, it's funny you say that. So a number of articles that I've, you know, ever since we dropped that episode and all that controversy started, which, by the way, I will say this, I'm going to have to admit this. That when I piss people off, I tend to get off on that a little bit. I know Adam's kind of the same, Justin too. We got big mouths, and I love stirring the shit, and it looked like it worked. But you know, I looked this up. I went through some articles, and numerous reputable articles said that CrossFit is about as dangerous as weightlifting, powerlifting, or gymnastics. Okay, now when I say weightlifting, I mean Olympic weightlifting. That's probably accurate. It's also why I would never recommend the average person looking to get in shape go do powerlifting, weightlifting, or gymnastics right off the bat. What I would say is if someone came to me off the street and said, Sal, I want to just get in better shape and I haven't worked out in 10 years and I want to be an Olympic weightlifter, I would say, great. We need to work out first. We need to train together first before you can even attempt to do that. Does that make sense to you guys?
Oh, yeah.
So I think it was the American Council of Exercise even made the same recommendation. They said, before you start CrossFit, you need to exercise. Because they've also acknowledged that it's a sport. It's not a great way to just work out.
Yeah, well, I mean, one clear example is if somebody comes in with a previous injury, how are they going to address it? What's the protocol? You can have a basic set of movements and fundamental sort of core exercises that they're going to revert to and teach you in the very beginning to get you up to speed. But is that really the right approach? I mean, are you really addressing what's best for that person, you know, in order to build strength and rehabilitate.
It's a group thing, right? They take an average or whatever like that. It's a group thing. It's like can't.
Yeah, and this is the problem I also have with groups too. So in general, like, I don't like groups. I don't do groups because especially if you're somebody that's coming into fitness and you've been deconditioned and you know, you haven't been in it in a long time, like, you really need that one-on-one personalized attention. And this is why, you know, I personally, and also it sounds like Ace recommends, you know, you work with somebody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They want you to basically, I mean, you should probably, if you've never worked out before, you're looking to get in better shape and you still want to do CrossFit, you probably should work out first with an instructor, with a one-on-one trainer to correct muscle imbalances, to learn some of these techniques and exercises before you apply them in a fatigue-based setting. Again, I can't stress enough. You know, and if they just replace
the Olympics. It's just like if somebody had never played football before and they're going to put them on an NFL football field for the very first time. Even if they were already a freak athlete.
Even if you scale down like hitting the sled and then moving that.
Yeah.
Right? You're still hitting the sled.
Yeah.
And driving it and you're still getting impact and collision. Like there's no dancing around that, you know?
No, I think the future of CrossFit. I think it's got a future. I think it exists as a sport. I think it exists as a separate sport than the sports that we are familiar with now. Mm-hmm. I think in the future they're going to have to start saying, "Listen, guys, this is a sport." Because as they continue and go along, and Adam, you actually talked about this in the first episode, that people haven't been doing this long enough for us to see what the potential effects are going to be.
Right.
I think in the future, as this continues, they're going to have to move in that direction, because if they continue to promote it as just some way for everybody to work out, then they're going to start... the backlash is not just going to be in the fitness industry. It's going to be the public, general public.
Well, and I think anybody who's doing it, like say, okay, ask yourself, if you're in your 20s, you're in 30s, you're listening to this, even if you're in your 40s and you're doing it right now and you're asking yourself... And you already know what these workouts are like. You're going through this. Ask yourself, can you continue training like this for 20 more years straight? And really ask yourself that. And if you can, because I guarantee you all feel it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You all feel it. You know how intense it is. There's no denying that, mm-hmm. right? There's no denying the intensity of it. It's legit, you know? Mm-hmm. And how you feel, can you do that in your 70s?
No.
Can you do that in your 70s? Because if you can't, you're setting your body up for whatever, however long you decide to do it for, that your body is going to think that that's what it needs to do in order to maintain the physique that you're at right now.
Well, you know, here's the
thing. Much less improve it and get better.
Well, here's the thing.
What level you got to take it to then?
Here's what's great about traditional resistance training. Traditional resistance training there is a general, very basic philosophy behind it. There's progressive resistance. You train certain muscle groups. However, resistance training is so... malleable that you can a 90-year-old can do resistance training, mm-hmm. and so can a 9-year-old can do resistance training. CrossFit has kind of they've pigeonholed themselves into this position to where if you're not following kind of their general workout of the day type of philosophy, then you're not really doing CrossFit.
Overlooked.
You're not really doing CrossFit anymore. And Justin, you said this also. We train clients with a lot of the exact same movements that CrossFit does, except we don't follow that same kind of philosophy.
Yeah, exactly.
We follow more of a linear progression. We back people down.
Definitely.
Right. So,
and we institute recovery and rest.
Right. Right.
Which
right.
is something I never even addressed in the last one.
And you address every workout according to how their body's responding from your last one.
Right. Exactly.
That's something when you're training someone day to day like that, no matter how much we've planned ahead of time, like, okay, yeah. I got her mm-hmm. today. She's going to work on this and this and this and this. Once it goes go time, a lot of times it's to redirect because mm-hmm. these things need to be addressed more than these things. Like
I'll tell you what.
You can't do that in a design program for a group of people. Like that's, and I have the same problem. I've ran boot camps for years, and it's the hardest thing that I have to swallow is I know that like, I'm looking at all these people and I'm helping them, right? I'm making them move more and do good exercise, taking them through dynamic flexibility, things like that, and keeping them.
But
keeping
that's
them,
why it's less expensive than a personal trainer.
Well, exactly.
I mean, this is the predicament. So, I mean, your average person, like they don't want to pay the actual prices that like personal trainers are worth, right? Yeah. So they're going to look for alternatives. And so a group training class is going to be like the most appealing because now you can do it with your friends and everybody gets the synergistic effect from it. So everybody's motivated, everybody's in there together. The problem is, and that's why we're kind of questioning, I want to say, a bit of the programming involved with CrossFit, because that's something that like your average person has no idea. They're just in there for the ride.
Well, have you guys seen some of the workouts, their WODs, the workout of the days? It's almost, I mean, and I hate to say this, is but a lot. Sometimes it looks like they just fucking throw shit together.
Yeah.
You know, like, okay, you're going to row and then you're going to do these, burpees for, as many as you can in, 10 seconds and you're going to do. And I look at them like, okay, I don't understand where this came from.
Yeah.
Anybody could do that.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. If you just want a hard ass workout, you don't need anybody.
Yeah.
You could go outside and go fuck yourself up for 30 minutes. I mean, it's really not that hard
There's not a whole lot of resistance training for pressing either. It's like, I mean, the most is handstand pushups and pushups, anything pushing up. Like you need more than that. We need to get some weights involved.
Yeah. And so the programming is, but I will say this, look, I know there's great CrossFit trainers out there because I know some personally that are excellent trainers. However, these people have been trainers for long. They were trained for a very long time.
Yeah.
Before they went and got their weekend certification in CrossFit, you could literally you could get off the couch, not know shit about exercise, go take a CrossFit certification on the weekend, do a really good job, pass the test, and boom, now they will let you have that name on your gym as long as you pass that test, and now you can be a CrossFit trainer. Now,
didn't that guy reference something about
he did? So I talked about that, and he said, "Oh, our certifications are excellent, this and that." And so I said, "Are you willing in writing to say that a CrossFit certification is better than the gold standards of certifications?" And I used the example of the National Academy of Sports Medicine. And he said, "It is not the same. It is better." So he said that if trainer getting certified through CrossFit is better,
which then, any trainer that's listening will know that that is
you can't a even read crazy you statement. Can't even read the NASM book in a weekend, bro.
No,
much less go and take the test right away.
No, because you know I'm pretty sure you know with CrossFit,
but maybe that's because they have a bunch of extra pages in there.
I can't even really comment on that. It's that stupid.
Yeah, I think they teach you the programming, but you know, like I said, if any of us in this room right now, if the three of us wanted to go learn Olympic lifting, we would have to go take some serious courses. It would take a while. Just to learn Olympic lifting.
Yeah.
And then if we wanted to learn gymnastics, gymnastics.
These are just the mental aspects, mind you, too. Right, not even applying it either.
It would take a while. Now, does that mean you could go get certified in NASM and you're an awesome trainer? No. There's experiences also involved. However, with NASM, they attempt to teach you how to address muscle imbalances, issues, correctional exercise for the average client you're going to get. That doesn't happen. That can't happen in a weekend, you know, with someone coming in. Now, like I said, I know some great CrossFit trainers, but they have a long background way before.
Right. And a lot of them CrossFit. Have NASM certifications.
And a lot of them, I can speak on their behalf too, because I know them, and a lot of them apply their good knowledge.
Oh, they're excellent trainers.
And that's what makes them a little unique for anyone. And I'm sure people that are listening to you are probably like, oh yeah, that's like my guy. He's awesome. He used to be a trainer. I'm sure someone's relating right now that, you know, those they're there. They at least try and incorporate things that they should know better, you know, but you just can't though. You can't if you're truly following the program.
Yeah, well, we know the three of us know someone in particular that you know, I would love to have a CrossFit trainer come on our show and talk to us about this and have a good healthy discussion. I really would. We're super welcome to discussion, to all, you know, alternate points of view. We're very open-minded, and I enjoy debate. I enjoy banter. It's almost impossible to
offend.
I will say some shit, and I might piss you off, but you know, I can take it as much as I can dish it out. So we would love to have someone come on and talk to us. I mean, I invited the official CrossFit Instagram page, whoever that guy was, to come on and talk to us, but we didn't hear anything back. I don't think
cool.
He would.
That would be cool, dude.
It would be excellent. Yeah. Now, here's another thing. I know this is going to happen. There's going to be some really fit-ass CrossFit people are going to say, oh, yeah, I challenge you to a workout. Listen, you'll probably kick my ass in a workout. That does not say much. that doesn't say much. We're discussing how to train people, not necessarily that we're in the best shape of all, you know, that we're, you know, I can tell you, you know, what the best.
Well, I just told you, I just admitted that I know that I'm not, you know, just because I've been training this way for men's physique, man. It's not, it's different than I've ever trained. I've always trained before, like listening to my body and truly like doing, like always, I never followed like this crazy, you know, magazine workout. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not how I work. You know, I'm like, I've been working out long enough that I know how my body feels, what's tight, what needs, you know, what I haven't addressed, or what's feeling overworked, and, you know, and, or I haven't, you know, I haven't hit, or something I need to really develop to strengthen something, you know, and then you start, and I always kind of come in and out and weave and
follow the thing. And, you know, when we look at it, God, guys, we have to be in awe at the absolute marketing brilliance that this company has done. Yeah. First of all, they have
respect for that, dude. That's why, like I said, I contemplated it.
Yeah,
I,
it's worldwide.
Did you? You guys didn't answer that. I said that. Did you ever contemplate it? As soon as it came out, you're like, fuck that, that's stupid.
You know what? I didn't because you know what? You want me to tell you why?
Yeah, I did.
So I didn't think about it because I would admittedly say that I am not a trainer who can train people on Olympic lifts. I've never really done them myself. I've gone as far as, train and practice just a regular hang clean or a power clean. But I didn't want to teach them. So when I saw that CrossFit incorporated those lifts, I did not want to run any type of a CrossFit gym because I knew how technical and difficult those exercises were.
That's a really good point. I actually thought about that.
Yeah, and so I said, you know, I can't teach this class because I'm going to teach people how to do snatches and this and that, and I can't even do it myself. I've never really even trained them.
Yeah.
But, you know, like I said, they have freaking extremely attractive, you know, athletes representing them. Some of the chicks on CrossFit are smoking, right? So they show them all over social media. Then they have these competitions, which are just fun to watch. You know, you just see these great competitions. They got great branding. They've partnered with Reebok. They've got this loose affiliation, which lets them just spread like wildfire, you know, which I think what might also be their ultimate downfall is that it's spreading so quickly. You know, there was another company that spread.
I don't know if they can't. Dude, they got Reebok, man. Reebok has actually rebranded their logo with CrossFit.
Bro, I don't know.
They have literally made
their way into the UFC. You know that, right?
Yes, and they made their way into the UFC. They've actually let me tell you, from a business perspective, I mean, I get a hard on talking about their business. Bro. It's legit, it's smart, and
I see their angle for
fuck
sure.
Fuck yeah, I do. I thought about it, bro. That's the hardest thing as a trainer. That's one of everybody who's ever been a trainer for a long time. At one point, you kind of question, like, you know, do I continue doing this because it's my passion and because this is what I love to give to people, or do I want to just hop on any sort of trend and ride the financial wave? Because we could easily do that. Mm-hmm. We could easily do that. And especially once you have a certain amount of people's attention and you've helped so many people, like, it's a real easy way to, but I just have too much integrity to do that.
I think that's where we stop. Well, is integrity is really like what defines, I think, like each one of us in what we're trying to bring to the table. And so any challenge is a healthy challenge to get people to understand not only where we're coming from, but there's also other ways of approaching fitness and to really make sure you do your homework and your research and find out, like, don't just take the common knowledge. Don't take somebody's suggestion that you know that's a friend or whatever. Do your research before you get going and make sure that, you know, it's quality information.
You know what, too? If you look at the fitness industry is extremely fickle. Okay, let me give you an example, guys. And you guys will remember this because you guys have been in the industry as long as I have. This company came into the market, fucking blew up. They franchised and grew faster than any fitness organization. And I'm not talking about CrossFit right now. They grew so fast, they were everywhere all at once, and then they crumbled because they grew. They crumbled under their own weight. And I'm talking about Curves. You guys remember Curves?
Oh, yeah.
All of a sudden, they were fucking everywhere, right? It was these little pneumatic equipment.
They were the ones that passed up 24 Hour Fitness on the fastest growing chain ever.
Right. So they were these pneumatic equipment, and they were done in a circle, and it was for women only and attracted this particular market. They did penetrate the market differently because it attracted people that weren't normally working out. Mm-hmm. They exploded. I guarantee you, if you've been in fitness long enough, you at one point contemplated opening one.
They hit a niche, though. I mean, this is the pattern, right? So CrossFit hits a niche. You know, they hit a niche.
Right. But then they shrunk.
They grew out of that. Yeah.
Why did they shrink so fast? So my studio that I just recently sold, I bought it and it used to be a Curves type facility. It was called Slender Lady, I believe. But these facilities grew so fast and they were allowing just anybody to open them up. And so you had these people who never worked out and were like, oh, I want to jump on the bandwagon. This is a great franchise. You know, if you read franchise magazines, talking about the top franchises, Curves was listed as the top. And so all these people had no business in fitness opening these places up, and it was bound to crumble. The future of fitness is definitely in small facilities. It's definitely not the big boxes. Mm-hmm. But in CrossFit, I think, has going to have a place in there, but I don't think it's going to be this huge market player like they're positioning themselves to do now. I think it's going to be there, but I think the growth is going to happen with also Pilates, yoga, personal training studios, and other type of, you know, method.
Unless they find a way to evolve themselves, right? Because he's got so much momentum. This is where I would love to get in his mind where he's going with this. This is the part I'm so intrigued by this of like CrossFit. Like, you got another guy who started this, was a pretty fucking smart guy. Pretty fucking smart dude to see that. Or I imagine he saw where it was going, stuff like that, to the way he has set himself up.
Yeah, he definitely created a new concept.
You could evolve it to where he starts to make it more, and he starts listening to stuff like this, and you start to mold it more and more, you know.
Well, here's the problem with the branding. They've done such an effective job of branding CrossFit as a super intense, toughest workout of all time, that how the fuck do you move away from that?
Yeah, you can't. You got to keep going in that trajectory.
For those of you who are listeners who are, you know, into business or into the business of fitness, that is something you have to think about when you're making your brand. When you're making your brand, if you're hammering home your brand, and if your brand is super intense workouts and you grow and explode that way, it's going to be very tough to back out of that. So I don't know how they're going to do it. I honestly, I would hate to be in that position to look at everything and say, okay, where do we go? Mm-hmm. I personally think the smart thing would be for them to continue pushing the sport
right.
aspect of it.
Because you've already seen competition like come up. There's a couple of different like Grid League and these other kind of leagues that are coming out of nowhere that they're basically taking a lot of the CrossFit athletes and then they're, you know, making them go through their own personal games that they have mm-hmm. set up. And the smart thing too is that it's like one of the only things which we didn't even address last time that really does an amazing job of incorporating men and women together.
Yeah.
And so, you know, even them competing together in games, like you don't really see that.
Right.
And so, you know, they build off each other. And so I think that's why the community is so tight knit and they're,
Sal, that's your thing. Whole that's something that should give you your heart on with your whole where we are with sexes and stuff, where mm-hmm. we are now, like right. as far as you know, what is the perfect timing that is right now for CrossFit to be on that wave right now, where we were just talking about our topic about testosterone and men and stuff like that, defining and you know, like the rise of the woman and stuff like that. Like in CrossFit, like there's some badass chicks, bro.
That are fucking legit.
Like, I would not want to try and compete with a woman in a workout.
No, not at all. So all the respect to the athletes, the respect to the business model. If you just want to get in shape and you're, you know, average Joe or, you know, regular person just wants to look better, probably not the best. Probably not the best. That's my opinion. That's our opinion.
Right.
I don't have data to back it up.
We don't see data otherwise, but
yeah, but
we see it. We see things in the real world. Yeah, Let's put it that way.
It's probably not the best way just to get in better shape. And if you're one of our listeners and you're a CrossFitter, you know, hey, good for you. You know, we want to hear from you. We want to hear some of your experiences. But otherwise, you know, I guess that's pretty much it. We'd like to have someone come on the show with us and have a nice, healthy debate. Yeah.
Remain open-minded. That's
maybe
key.
Maybe one day.
Thank you for listening to Mind Pump. For more information about this show and to get valuable free resources from Sal, Adam, and Justin, visit us at www.mindpumpradio.com. Until next time, this is Mind Pump.